Chapter 4. Logic. My father owns 7 identical gray suits, 15 identical white dress shirts, 3 pairs of brown shoes, and 20 silk ties. Every tie is red and blue striped, but they are all different stripe patterns. Every year for his birthday, I try to find a new variety of red and blue striped silk tie. It can be quite challenging. One year, I made a mistake and bought him a tie exactly like one he already owned. But he was very happy to get it because the old one had a coffee stain. My father loves his suits. He even wears them on weekends. He wears a suit and tie to mow the lawn. Although if it's really hot out, he'll take off the jacket and roll up his shirt sleeves. Our neighbors find this strange, but many of their behaviors are also quite interesting. Mr. Ness, for example, likes to get drunk and play his electric guitar in his garage and sing old Rolling Stones songs. I find that very strange indeed. Like me, my father is extremely intelligent. He's a professor at the university. He's written 14 books about economics. You can actually go into a bookstore and see several of his books on the shelf. And by the way, he has a very good reason for always wearing a suit. He says that he has so many decisions to make in his work that he has no time to make decisions every day about trivial matters such as what he wears. He wears the same thing every day so he never has to think about it. It makes perfect sense when you think about it logically. My father leaves the house at 7:08 every morning. He walks 7 blocks to the bus stop where he boards the number 14 bus, which delivers him almost to the door of Keyes Hall at the university. He doesn't drive his car to work. He says cars are wasteful and unnecessary. You might disagree with that, but I would advise you not to argue the point with my father. One day, I went to work with him and watched what he did all day. I listened to him lecture about economics. It was highly enlightening. One thing that surprised me was how energetic and happy he seemed while he was lecturing. He even made some funny jokes, which he never does at home. My father is normally very quiet and polite, as long as you don't argue with him. If you argue with him, he becomes very loud. He's been known to shout. Every now and then, he'll have a disagreement with my mother. He makes his case in a highly logical and mostly indisputable fashion. For instance, a couple months ago, they disagreed about buying a new sofa. My father was against it. He presented his argument, his voice increasing in volume with each point. "We do not need a new sofa, Andrea. First, our existing sofa is perfectly adequate. It is both comfortable and attractive. Second, a new sofa would cost several hundred dollars or more. Our financial resources are finite. Third, by discarding the existing sofa, we would be contributing to the ever-increasing mass of human waste products that is taking over the surface of our planet. Furthermore, I see no reason why we should have to go to the time and trouble to get used to a new piece of furniture that we do not need." By the time he delivered that last line, he was red-faced and pounding his left palm with his right fist. My mother is used to my father's hyper-logical rages. She simply smiled and said, "I understand, dear." The next afternoon, while my father was at work, a truck from Wick's Furniture arrived at our house. 2 men carried a new sofa into our living room. They removed the old sofa and added it to the ever-increasing mass of human waste products that is taking over the surface of our planet. That night, when my father arrived home, he walked right past the new sofa without seeming to notice anything different. In fact, he hasn't said a word about the sofa since. Maybe he's choosing to ignore it, or maybe he is simply oblivious. Either way, I'm sure he has a very logical reason for his position.